Wilcox, San Diego, California, November 22, 1904. Dear Brother Wilcox, a few minutes ago Sarah placed your letter in my hand. I have read it, and I will say that I have always talked against the idea of having a consumptive's home near the Boulder Sanitarium. Select a place 10 or 12 miles away, or if necessary, still farther away. If possible, let it be where there are many pine trees. Let those of the patients who are able to work be given something to do. They should give the muscles judicious exercise. Let them work in the soil. This will be found especially advantageous. Let all be taught that cheerfulness is God's remedy for sickness. Let them talk faith and think as little as possible about disagreeable things. Let the heart go forth in praise and thanksgiving to God. Let them pray for themselves and for one another, and let them keep the love of God in the soul. The great physician can heal consumption. He did it in the case of my husband and myself. It should be understood that the Boulder Sanitarium does not receive those suffering from consumption. Let a place be chosen for a consumptive's home, and let it be far enough away so that it will not interfere with the work of the Boulder Sanitarium. Go ahead with the selection of some retired place, and let the consumptives be cared for in the wisest and best way. Many will recover. In regard to means, we should have a fund set apart for the care of those suffering from consumption. If a suitable building can be secured for a consumptive's home, the work carried on in it would, to a large degree, have to be sustained by gifts. I believe that a call for means with which to purchase a building for this purpose and to sustain the work of the home would be responded to. May the Lord give us hearts of flesh and of tenderness and love. I cannot write more now. I have been sick for more than a week with a severe cold and sore throat. I think this sickness is the result of constant work and no rest. When you read this, I shall have passed my 77th birthday.